Detroit, that'd be mobile.
DFW, good afternoon, Dave.
You on your way home?
We're almost there. I'm over here by the Zaxby's. I'm waiting.
Other than me, I just came back from Charlotte. Met my old team up in Charlotte. It was good to see everybody.
I'm kind of in a bad spot. I don't know, right here by the Zaxby's, it doesn't work good.
Low spot over there. I guess I'm going down in a low spot too, so it might be a combination. So I just getting home from Charlotte where I went to have a reunion with the old team that I worked for at Bank of America. It was good.
I'm just the old friend. You know, a lot of times we don't do enough of that.
It, just one of the guys decided to put it together really quick. And everybody said, yeah, I'll be there. And sure enough, everybody was there. One of the breweries over in Charlotte. I haven't ever been there before, but Google Maps took me right to it.
Probably got out of there just in time for the rush hour.
I met there for lunch and left before work with, not everybody's retired. Some of them had to go back to work before 5 o'clock. So they had like a 3-hour lunch.
Yeah.
Of 85 on 129. They call that Old Charlotte Highway. You know where that is? The mission make it in.
Dave, W1JE, and I know exactly where you are.
Scott. I think Ken might have gone down in a hole.
That's possible. Yeah, I was driving down 129, golly, maybe four. My goodness, I remember when the trees and forest came right to the road. Then they trimmed an extra lane back a couple years ago, and now look at all that warehouse out there.
It's like, bam, in your face, from woods to factory sitting out there in the middle of where all those woods used to be. That's quite quick.
Had to do something, but I didn't know they'd go that far. And then also, if you're coming from Charlotte when you got off to get on 129, if you make that left turn to go over 85, that used to be a dead end. That's got a huge warehouse. I mean, we're becoming I realize we're between Charlotte and Atlanta. That's a good thing for us as far as Greenville and commerce is concerned. But gee whiz, are we becoming a mecca as a center hub for the Southeast or something?
It's expanding like crazy. Like my dad used to say, when his generation kept this area a secret, now my generation let the secret out.
Oh, and you're barely getting out. My God, your generation let the secret out was about the most I got out of that last transmission. W1JE.
Of a hole. I see it. I see the signal strength increasing. Is it getting better on your end?
Incredible now.
Yeah, my dad used to say that his generation kept it a secret. The best place on planet Earth to live is right here. If his generation kept it a secret, my generation let it out.
In California. I mean, it used to be really nice out there. I mean, people were friendly like everywhere. It's just like any place else. It just becomes too crowded. People get too irritated. Next thing you know, it just kind of goes by the wayside. Then it falls apart, and it'll all come back eventually, but it'll be long after I'm dead and buried before California ever gets good again.
Dinosaurs went through those kinds of cycles, just like we do. Like we're the mammals. You think the dinosaurs had cycles like that?
Sure. But I tell you, when you think about survival of the planet, survival of the fittest seems to be the best way to go. But that's not the humane way to go.
The way to go if you're at the top of the food chain. For those guys at the bottom of the food chain, out there in the ocean, plankton, that's not so good.
They make up for it in numbers. If you think about it statistically, you know, the chances of you getting wiped out as a piece of plankton if you're one of 5 billion trillion pieces, your statistics are pretty good. But then again, you're not at the top of the
food chain. Good until one whale takes a big mouthful of water, and then it's all over with. Oh, well, then it starts all over again. Anyway, man, that sun, I forgot how bad it was coming back from Charlotte in the afternoon. Ooh, that sun is in your eyes. I believe my eyes are more sensitive to it than they used to be, too.
Up to the Charlotte plant, I really had a hard time understanding. I'm driving north on 85 in the morning, and I got the sun in my face. That really messed me up. My directions around here, do you want me to know what northeast, south, and west is? Even with the sun in the summertime, I'll pull my phone out and run the compass.
Right, I never really thought about that. You're going northeast, and the sun comes up. It's an arc. It doesn't come up in the east and set in the west like I was taught when I was in Boy Scouts. It comes up in the southeast, and it goes down in the southwest because we're not on the equator. They should have said that. They left me wondering, scratching my head about that since I was a Boy Scout until I finally figured it out going back and forth to Charlotte.
Agree with you more. I remember when we would go to Santa Cruz and our high school senior sneak day was everybody gets on the school bus and we go to the beach for the day. Well, they take us to Santa Cruz, which is a popular spot to go to. And you say, now watch it, Hawaii is straight off the coast. And I've been going to the coast for the longest time and I'm going, well, that's funny. The sun always seems to set to the right on the coast. But you know, if they say Hawaii's that way, it's that way. And then I look at a map one day, we're actually, the beach is looking south. We're looking at the Monterey Peninsula from Santa Cruz. And I didn't know that for the longest time. It wasn't until I was out of high school I realized that.
Just another fine example. I guess if you go up 85 enough, it does go north and south. But until you get to that enough, it's doing a lot of east and west.
And I understand it. I mean, being from California, you had northern highways and southern, or east-west. And I believe it was north and south was odd, and east and west was even. So if you were going, yeah, east and west was even. But anyway, there were still, I even showed it on a map one time when they were looking at the San Francisco Bay Area. Shows Highway 101 north and south. And then I showed them the expressway that ran parallel, and the expressway says east and west. And they both go up, you know, up north of Peninsula. Up north on the peninsula.
So it's going north and south and east and west, even and odd. That sounds like South Dakota. You know, by the time we progressed enough from the east coast to going toward the west coast, as the United States was developing, I guess they figured out they need to lay the path out a little more thought, with a little more thought than, like, on the East Coast right here, the roads are the way the cow used to wander. There's no even and odd and every other. They're just, they're like capillaries in your, or like a tree branches. They're not like a tic-tac-toe board.
Some of the roads around here are like lightning bolts. It was interesting when the girls saw the intersections with the Y's on them, and they weren't understanding, why do they do the Y's like this? And I told them it was the moonshiners. That's how they traveled through here and evaded the police and could travel faster. And then, you know, over time you see the square ones, you know, regular intersections and all that. But, yeah, I like some of these Y intersections. I practiced it. Well, I didn't say that out loud. But they're really fun to use the way they're supposed to be used.
Is that said the police only had a 50-50 shot at getting it right, and if you went down two of them, one of their 50-50s is going to be the bad 50.
True, that is true. But anyway, I just made it in the driveway. I went to set up my table. There's a gun show this weekend, and I was on my way back. And hopefully I'll stay up late enough to get on the net tonight. Anyway, I'm going to be clear on your final, David. You have yourself a good day. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
I feel like a worker again instead of a retiree coming home at this time of the day. It's like I still work. Anyway, have a good one. W4DJW Mobile. Kenny, are you back?
JWKF4NXY.
Hello, David. How are you this fine afternoon?
I'm doing any better. I couldn't stand it. It's got some sunshine and been messing around with little projects outside all day.
Staying busy. I feel like I'm a productive person again. like I'm on my way home from work. Like I'm a contributor to society.
He probably didn't really do nothing to contribute to society. I do occasionally stimulate the economy when I get on the internet and heat that plastic up a little bit.
That's a piece of it. It all comes together. It all adds up. I'm at that intersection of 81 and White Hampton, and boy, those PLCs are noisy. I can barely hear you, but go ahead.
And what I like where I live out here in the country, I've got, when we moved in to this spot, they put up a transformer out there on the pole just for me, and a fairly new transformer. I don't get any noise off of it, and there's nothing else around here that produces RF, so I'm pretty lucky with my radio equipment.
That's what I got to do is find some place further out for my airplanes and further out for my radio hobby. Both my hobbies require more space than living in a subdivision.
I think I've heard you talk about you got a lot of your stuff up in the attic, so I'm assuming you're in one of those where Karen runs the show. What's it called? A homeowners association.
Well, one of the things, if you look at the fine print, it says that you can, standing in the middle of the street, looking over the top of the house, you can't see anything over the roof of the house. So if I can put them up and have them high enough to where they can't see them standing in the middle of the road, then they can't say anything about it. But two of mine do stick up above. The vertical for VHF, UHF sticks up about a foot higher than that, and mystery antenna ties to one of the trees in the front yard so you can see one of his legs. But that's all you can see. Nobody said anything yet. And the number of years I've been in that subdivision makes me one of the old timers.
You kind of grandfathered in and can, you know, maybe tell them, you know, take a hike.
Ones that are enforcing the rules have been there less length of time than I have. That makes it a little difficult for them to enforce the rules. Unless they give it to somebody, you know, an attorney who doesn't really care about anything like that. Unless they get really, really pushy with it. So far, they haven't.
That's good, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes it's, you know, there's advantages to living in a neighborhood. We lived, you know, right before we moved out here, we lived right in the middle of Lawrence, and you know, it was close to restaurants and close to, you know, Walmart, Kmart, when there still was a Kmart, and, you know, everything was just a couple of miles away. And my brother-in-law told me one time out here, I'm 35 miles from everywhere.
Point. I like driving less than 5 minutes and I'm at the grocery store. It used to be I lived over off of 85 in Oak Ridge. It's an apartment complex, and you could walk everywhere. You didn't need a car. You could walk everywhere you had to go. If you didn't have to get in a car to go to work, you'd never have to start an engine.
It could save you a lot of money. Sure would. You know, we get most of our groceries from Sam's Club over in Anderson or the one in Easley, and like people up on the mountain just come down once a month.
So I'm just now getting into Greer, and there is a lot of traffic backed up on White Hampton going toward Greenville in Greer. And I'm among all the workers going home. I feel more and more like a working person. The further I go, the more I feel like a working person.
At this time of day around Greenville, it's a whole lot of traffic.
We're just sitting here.
I think I heard you maybe put a call out for Ken, and maybe he's back in here by now. So I just wanted to speak at you, and probably be seeing you Monday at the meeting. Have a good evening out there, and enjoy this beautiful weather. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your file.
I'm feeling he's at home. He was at Zaxby's, which isn't far from his house at all. when I was talking to him, and he probably had time to get home and set it down and went in the house. Anyway, good talking to you. Yep, and we'll see you at the meeting. It'll probably be the last one I'll be at this year, hopefully, if it works, if everything works according to plan. We'll see you at the meeting on Monday. KF4NXY, W4DJW Mobile.